All right, you want to start it off?
It's been so long you started off. I don't even know how it starts up.
Okay. Welcome back to the Daily Dose with your host, Jamal.
Wait. Well, I feature in your co-host, Dax Lawrence.
Hey, I'm not the co-host. You're the co-host, buddy.
Okay, well, you said the host, Jamal, and I, you know, did not know.
I didn't say the host. I said the Welcome Back to the Daily Dose podcast with your... I did say the host.
Yeah.
I would do what we usually do at the start of podcasts and go through our stats, but I can't seem to log into our account.
Oh no. That's
so that might be a problem. I'll try again while we do this. So we haven't done a podcast in a while, like a hot minute.
Yeah, only a hot minute though.
Yeah, only a hot minute.
It hasn't been that long if you think about it. Like, when was the last time we did it?
Like 2020?
Never mind, it's been forever.
Like, I think the last time we did it was 2020? Definitely.
It's been forever.
It has been forever. I'm trying to log in.
Our last podcast was August 13th, 2020 on Spotify. It was posted on
August 13th, 2020.
So it's, you know, just been
almost like a year.
You know, just a little bit of time, just a hot minute.
Damn. That wowzers. Okay, so I got the thing up. Our geographical location for our listeners. 58% is at United States, 12% Canada, 3% in Ghana, 3% South Africa, 3% Germany, 3% Germany, 2% Australia, 2% Nigeria, my boys out in Nigeria, 1% in Laos, 1% in Taiwan, 1% in Dominican Republic of Timor-Leste. And I'm not going to go through all the other ones because Jamaica.
Hey, Jamaican bobsled team.
They're right at the bottom, too. No, United Kingdom's at the bottom. Never mind. Let's go Jamaica.
Oh, my.
89% male, 11% female. And the source is all from Spotify.
Oh, I see.
And, that's very surprising. Most of our listeners are on Apple Podcasts. Only 3% is from Spotify.
Ooh.
Yo, I can go to devices. Oh no. 72% is an iPhone. 7% is an Android. 2% is a Mac. And 19% is other. Why does it let me look at other devices?
Yeah, see, if you don't watch this podcast on your Samsung smart fridge, I don't know what you're doing.
If you're not watching on your Nokia iPhone, I don't know what you're doing.
If you're not watching on your window, what are you doing?
If you're not watching it through your stone, what are you even doing in life?
If you're not watching it in the bathroom, what are you doing?
Why are we in the bathroom, Jamal?
It's my comfort zone. It's where I like to do stuff.
Like what? Can you please evaluate for the podcast?
Like, you know, like, I find it very, like, nice and soothing until, like, it smells because I just took a poop. You know, there's the shower right there, you know? It like, is like a nice little sauna.
It's just a sauna. Why is your shower a sauna? I'll keep going on with the stats. We have a total of 346 plays, and I think we have 3 podcasts. We have an estimated audience of 13, 3 unique listeners, and our current balance is a whole 0.00 cents, dollars, cents. Cents, dollars.
0.00000 dollars.
Yep, we make nothing. Surprising, right?
That's mint.
So yeah, we have a whole... We have two main ones, that's you and me. And then we have like the first ever podcast when it was just me.
Yes.
Damn, our podcast ratio is bad. May 14th, 2020, August 13th, 2020. I guess that's like a month difference, and now it's been like 9 months since we've made one.
And now we're making it. I just like the name. The Daily Dose.
It's not the Daily Dose, it's just Daily Dose.
The Daily Dose.
No, it's just Daily Dose.
In this podcast, Dax and Jay talk about all kinds of different things from how they met to who the world's best rapper and YouTube dying and what happened to Mixer. This episode is sponsored by... Oh, wait, should I say
Anchor? No, you're not supposed to read that part. You're not supposed to read the sponsorship. We don't get paid enough.
In this episode of Daily Dose, we talk about random stuff our life.
Oh, God.
Also, we talk about 30 things to talk about with your crush to spark a connection.
Ooh. You should listen to that one if you have a little girly girl.
Oh, no.
That one's pretty cringe.
That's so bad.
You can tell who did all the writing because I suck at, like, writing at all.
Yeah, no, we're not, like, the best people for podcasts. Like,
no, we're
good. Like...
We're better than Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's got nothing on us.
Oh, my.
I was going to tell you this at school, but I was talking to Robert Downey Jr., and he said he wants to come on our podcast.
He's not popular enough.
Damn, you just went silent for me.
Oh, what I said was he's not popular enough.
Oh, we'll get Dream then.
Oh no.
We'll get Dream. No.
That's just gonna be in the background the whole entire time.
Instead of Dream talking to us, it'll just be like doo 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 doo.
Yes, exactly.
Damn. I have water right here. I'm gonna drink it. You talk while I drink the water.
I have cards. Alright, okay. Well, I know a cool little magic trick with these cards. None of you viewers can see it, and so can't he, but, like, oh well. Alright, pick a random card, Dax, out of this.
A 7 of spades.
No, I get to pick.
Oh, pick and then tell me, and I'll edit out of the podcast.
Queen of Hearts, okay?
Okay. Ask me the question again.
I'm gonna shuffle this deck. Oh. Alright, pick a random card.
The Queen of Hearts.
Alright, cool. I'm gonna shuffle this deck randomly.
Okay.
Alright, you hear the shuffling, right? No, you don't.
I can, yeah, that's you rubbing your hands on your desk, but who cares? Yes, I can hear it.
Alright, okay. Was your card of... Jay of Heart. Wait, no, it was the Queen of Hearts. Well, I messed it up.
Yes, my card was the Jay of Hearts. Jay as in Jay Mall.
Alright, so.
You know what's weird? Is we've been going for almost 10 minutes now, and we have no idea what we're doing. We don't have a topic. We've done no research. We're just going off of we're going with the flow.
We always do that though, except for the first podcast, like with me and you. We had like two ideas though.
The flow was not there.
No, we only had like two ideas though.
We went. Pardon me. Oh. I'm recording a podcast right now, Mom. Hi, everybody. No, you're not supposed to say hi. No. My street cred has just gone down. They used to call me the mafia boss, but now I'm just a homeless man at level 1.
That's pretty mint. Wait, no, it's not.
It's not. You have to be the host, Jamal. You have to do all the... That's what I want to talk about. What the people don't know about our podcast is I do everything. All Jamal does is talk.
And not even talk really well. Just, like, laugh just awkwardly at some parts.
Yeah, so... I pick the time when we record, and then Jamal delays the time by like an hour because he's probably eating supper.
I'm hungry.
I knew it.
I get hungry sometimes.
I edit the podcast. I upload the podcast. I do all the tags and everything. I get the podcast out there. Jamal just talks.
I just talk. Yep. I'm not even talking that well. Like, I do not like talking that much.
What I don't get is I have my studio lights on, but I don't even have my camera on. Like, we're not recording a video podcast. We're just doing an audio podcast, which, if you guys want us to do an audio podcast, I don't know how you're going to tell us. Like, how... I don't think they can. In the comments, maybe? No, we don't have comments. We have reviews.
There is no...
Put in the reviews if you want us to do a video podcast.
One star. Ew, no audio. We like your video.
One star. I feel like Dax is kind of ugly.
That's not true. I'm ugly.
That's not true. We're all ugly.
All right. Let me just quickly pull up some interesting things to talk about in a podcast. 2020.
Oh, we're getting the stuff down in this podcast, boys. Now, the reason why I said boys is because 89% of our viewers are boys. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no.
What? Are you stealing from Logan Paul again?
No. I searched up things to talk about in a podcast. Instead, I got... podcasts of 2020, and guess who was there? Impulsive.
Oh, good. Have they uploaded a podcast yet? Like, in 2021? Like, I think we're the
Let
only
me
podcast
check.
Ever
Has
in 2021.
Impulsive posted podcast 2021?
If I'm being honest,
Dark
I really
theme is
need
now available.
You know what sucks? Or you know what's funny? It doesn't suck. The last time, you remember in the... at lunchtime, at school one day, we recorded a podcast at your house.
Yeah.
But we never did upload it. But you know how I had to go use the bathroom?
Yeah.
There's something about podcasts and toilets, and I don't know what it is, but I have to go use the bathroom again.
Oh, my, don't. Please don't. I do not know what to talk about.
I'll try and hold it.
Try to hold it. Just go when we have driver's ed.
But, yes, we are actually, yes.
I thought you left to go to the bathroom.
Oh,
your voice is cutting out. Now you're like, yes, and then it's just pure silence. Sounds like you muted your microphone there.
I can mute my microphone.
I think someone's outside of my house.
What do you mean outside of your house? Like,
someone just entered
at you
home.
Through the... What? Jamal,
someone
are you getting robbed on podcast?
Someone just locked my home. Someone just locked the door.
Someone's gonna come into your room and you'll just yell at them, I'm on a podcast right now, get out!
I'm gonna be that guy that, like, smiled at the robber.
You'll be the guy that's just a tough boy.
No, it's like the guy, like, you know, who, like, smiled for 24 hours.
Oh,
and, like,
no.
He got robbed.
Oh, I don't like that guy.
And then he just sat there and just smiled at the guy.
The robber opens the door and goes, hello? And you see the guy smiling with a light on him. I wonder know what was going on in his head. He's like, walks in. What is this guy? Why? Oh. Is he putting a... Oh, God, he's probably putting a curse on me. Oh, no, I gotta get out.
No, if I was a rapper, I'd be like, oh, no, something's wrong. Why is he not moving? Why is he just looking at me and smiling? I should leave. I don't feel safe.
What if the robber just still robbed him?
Just walked around the...
You just see the robber taking a TV behind the guy, just walking out of the house with a TV.
Just goes back, oops, I almost forgot your wallet.
He starts patting him down, looking for his wallet.
Sir, can you please stop smiling and just, like, tell me where your wallet is?
He just keeps smiling and staring at the guy. He just slowly tilts his head towards the man. Just smiling. Oh, my God. So, what's taking the internet by storm nowadays? Like, I'm so confused by the internet right now. Like, what's popular?
I don't know.
Like, is there anything popular
on the internet? Let me search up most popular things in 2021.
Most It'll be like Elon Musk.
These will be the most popular trends of 2021.
Ooh, can we get ahead of schedule on trends?
Our predictions for culture, wellness, and beyond. Social distancing and Zoom happy hour quickly joined our everyday. I can't say that word in mass. Face mask essential. I'm trying to. Number one, fitness.
Fitness?
Number two, beauty. Number three, entertainment. Well, this is just what? These number really four, helpful. Fashion. Number five, career. Number six, travel.
What do you mean travel? It's COVID.
Number eight, family. Number nine, food. Number 10, weddings.
Why are you having weddings?
Oh, top 100 culture things. It's made by Trend Hunter. So it's got to be good.
Oh, whoa. Okay, so I'm just going to change the subject a bit. I was driving home from school like every day, and my mom has Hits 1 on the radio. Anyways, this song comes up. It's a good song. It's all right. It's not like hip rap. You know, it's not rap. It's hip hop. And I go to look who's singing it, and it's Lil Huddy. When did Lil Huddy start singing?
Lil Huddy?
Yeah, you know the TikToker?
Yeah, the skinny boy.
When you search him up, it says Chase Hudson, singer. And Lil Huddy's real name's Chase Hudson. He's known as a singer, not a TikToker. And then when I searched up Lil Huddy 2 days ago, sexually assaults alleged. Okay, we're just not going to say that word.
Allegations.
Sexual assault allegations surfaces against TikTok Chase Hudson, a.k.a. Lil Huddy. What is with famous people and sexual assault?
Huh.
Like,
I'll just agree with you on this one, because, yes,
oh, he's I agree. Only, Lil Huddy's the same height as me. Bro, I could 1v1 this guy in a fight right now. I'll slap him silly.
Lil Huddy wingspan.
What is his wingspan? I wonder. Because my wingspan's like humongous.
Like, I just posted and deleted another. Last week, rumors.
240 feet.
240 what?
Yeah, the article you're reading, it says, despite his Twitter rant last Friday, Chase Hudson, aka Lil Huddy, pair stretches 240 feet, 73 meters, no longer than a Boeing 777 wingspan. Damn, that guy's got a long wingspan.
I don't think that's true.
That's
I really
true.
Don't think that's true.
It's the internet. It's the internet, and it's Lil Huddy. Lil Huddy never dies. Lies.
That means he could dunk a basketball without jumping. Because like a basketball is normally 10 feet tall.
Is it really?
How tall is a basketball hoop? 10 feet.
Damn. I was talking with my mother yesterday about what it would take to get into the World League for volleyball. And she's like, well, you probably have to get a scholarship at a college and everything. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I wonder if I'm probably. Even... like, what's the average height of a, like, what's the average height of a basketball player?
It depends on the position.
Okay, yeah. So the average height of a volleyball player is 6'5". I have a lot more growing to do if I want to be a professional volleyball player. And the thing is, volleyball players don't get paid much at all. The average salary for a volleyball player is like $30,000 a year.
Oh.
It's not.
The average salary for a basketball player is $7.7 million.
Oh my god. Like the most like paid volleyball player is getting paid $1 million a year.
That's kind of boring.
It's horrible.
The average height for an NBA player is 6'7".
6'7". So volleyball players could technically play basketball if they wanted. Thing is, volleyball players can jump higher than basketball players, I'm pretty sure.
Average. What's it called?
I'm going to say that with confidence because I know that volleyball players have a better routine for jumping, unlike basketball players.
Yeah, no. It's true.
Because volleyball players, if you don't know, they jump with two legs and upward arm motion. Basketball players jump with one leg and no upward motion.
I just searched it up. The average vertical jump for a volleyball player is 20 inches.
Uh-huh.
For a basketball player, it's about 28.
Nope, that's a lie. Even though I just said the internet never lies. Yeah, but no. Volleyball players are shorter.
True. Is a 26-inch vertical good? 24 to 28-inch vertical is very good.
Very good.
How and then rare. For women... Wait, I actually want to check for women. The women. Average vertical jump for a woman basketball player.
How rare is a 40-inch vertical? 99% of players will never have a 40-inch vertical, no matter how hard they train.
So the average female college basketball player has a vertical leap of approximately 19 inches compared with more than 28 inches for the average male player.
I'm just kind of doing a little conversion right now. What? Nah, this is fake. It says this volleyball player's vertical jump is 136 inches.
What? No.
It says his vertical is 136 inches, .22.
Let me just search up the Guinness Book World Record for...
highest jump.
Highest vertical jump ever. 65 inches.
65 inches. Damn.
Josh Ember, Nike Football Ratings Championship in 2019, Brett Williams set the current Guinness World Records performing a stunt platform jump at 65 inches. Who has the highest vertical jump in the NBA?
Is he a wide receiver?
I don't know.
Because like, is his last name like Emator Bahi Bahi?
Josh Emator Bahi Bahi.
Yeah, that's exactly what I just said.
Yeah, no. Your voice just was a bit glitched.
Oh, we don't talk about that.
Okay. Okay, yeah, no, Brett Williams has a 65-inch vertical.
Damn.
I meant, like, you know, like, he made, like, a...
I just hung up on the Discord.
...jump at 65 inches. And my French slash host just left call for some reason.
That might be a show. Which isn't good.
Not at all. Because I can't.
I'm going to
quickly text him, like, where are you? Because he is not here. I am very confused. I do not like this at all. And he's back, and I'm happy. Please talk.
I'm back. I went to go close a tab, but I accidentally closed Discord.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's okay. After you left, I went, uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I just left Jamal. This is not okay.
Yeah, you do not want... Oh, you do not want me to be the only person here.
I want to do an counter for how many times you say
Because,
like,
no.
Every sentence you go, like, so, like, you kind of left me, and I, why'd you leave me,
yeah, I say, when I'm nervous, yeah.
Why are you nervous, Jamal?
Because I do not like talking to people, yeah.
Then why are you talking?
I don't know, please help,
Doctor, I have a fear of talking to people. So when this all starts? ASDF edited edition.
That was I'm pretty sure the thing wasn't talking to people. It was remembering stuff about your past or something.
Yeah,
just but to that's correct why I said, you.
That's why I said edited edition.
Edited edition. Just so you're right.
Oh man, I don't know what to talk about, honestly.
Yeah.
What do you do in family studies?
Family studies.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a lot of Snapchat notifications that happen.
From who?
From people from that class.
Like, you guys just talk to each other on Snapchat instead of just talking in real life?
Well, like, people talk in real life. It's just, I don't.
You don't?
You know me, I don't like talking to people.
So, the class is literally just Snapchat all day, every day?
For me, basically, yeah. And for a lot of people. Aiden's always on his phone.
Oh, yeah, sounds like Aiden, honestly.
Yeah, but, like, the work is super easy. Like, it's basically an easy credit, except for the baby you gotta take care of.
When do you have to take care of the baby? I don't even worry about saying I was just joking. Like, honestly, who cares?
I care now. You brought it up. I care.
Well, quit saying then if you care.
I can't.
But yeah, when do you take the baby home? I want to know so I can come kick it.
Let me think. So, like, there's people taking it this weekend, and there's people taking it next. You gotta, like, ask to take care of the baby. Which I haven't done so far. You know, I just do not want to be close to that baby right now. We had a trial test, and I can say with confidence, I am not ready to be a father.
What do you mean? You're Papa Jamal.
I literally held the baby with one arm, grabbed the baby bottle thing, and, like, put it in its mouth, and, like, I was just palming the child.
Okay, that seems realistic for you. You try to palm anything you can get your hands on.
I got tiny hands. Whatever I can palm with this, I'm gonna palm it.
You're gonna palm your baby's head, and your baby's head's just gonna fall off. I'm like, uh-oh, I don't think that's supposed to happen.
I got a pretty good palming hand, I guess.
So, like, are the babies, like, realistic?
No.
No? Well, like,
kind of.
Like, I heard is they cry and stuff?
They do cry. They cry a lot.
Sounds like a baby.
Yeah, no, it basically cries when it wants to get burped, eat, change a diaper, or just wants it to be rocked.
Damn. And how do you figure out which one it is?
You just gotta do all of them.
Just trial and error?
Yeah.
I guess... Alright, that's for every listener out there. If you're ever having a kid, it's all trial and error.
And if they don't respond, chuck it off your roof.
Why are you on your roof?
Just chuck it off the roof.
Chuck like, it off the roof. Go up there
and just yeet the baby.
Okay, we should probably put, don't yeet your baby off the roof if it's actually living. If it's a doll,
no,
you can do it.
No, please do.
No, Jamal. They're going to actually do it and we're going to get sued. We have to put a disclaimer.
Well, look, if they're actually dumb enough to do it.
People are. That's the scary part.
But, like...
No, but, like, we have to put a... Don't chuck your kids off a roof. Don't chuck your kids at... Just play Cars or Barbies with your kids and... That, just do that, or take your kid for a walk.
Fine, you know what? You're right. Please don't chuck your baby off a building.
How did we get to a building?
Well, guess what has a roof? A building.
Yeah. Just say don't chuck your child off a roof. Or don't. I don't care.
You're not coming me with this.
What? That was not English.
What do you mean? I am speaking very good English. I am under the water. Too much drink and you know.
Too much rain, I cannot understand you.
What are you talking about? Your computer has been hacked.
Oh no. My computer, no.
We definitely need a guest speaker.
No, Jody. I feel like we're getting boring now. Even though this is our third podcast, I just definitely think we're boring.
We definitely are.
No doubt.
Like, my life is not interesting at all.
Who should we get on the podcast?
Huh. I'll get my dad on.
No. I was thinking, like, maybe Technoblade. Or Elon Musk. We can get Elon Musk and start smoking weed again. We can try and go on Joe Rogan's podcast, make him give us a shout out.
For sure.
5 ideas for your first podcast show. Your thoughts. You can create an entire podcast revolving around your thoughts. What is it? What do they mean by your thoughts? Like, what's going on inside my head?
Probably. Or like,
want me to rant about how Technoblade shouldn't be getting cancelled.
Technoblade's getting cancelled again?
I'm talking about the old cancelling for, like, the Halo thing.
Yeah.
Who's getting cancelled right now?
I don't know.
Let's see. Someone's getting cancelled for something stupid, like... who's been canceled in 20? Oh. The biggest celebrity. Oh, yes. That's a good one. David Dobrik's getting canceled for. What'd he do again?
I don't even remember. I just remember he was getting canceled.
What was he doing? Probably half the people listening to our podcast don't even know who David Dobrik is.
They'd be like, what's a David Dobrik?
What's a David? Is that a type of car? So, for all the people living under rocks, David Dobrik's a YouTube vlogger with, I think, 18 million subscribers. And he's pretty famous YouTuber, I'd say. He's got a lot of moolah. He's really funny, but... He's getting canceled for something, and I don't know. I could care less, really. You know?
He has a podcast, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. What's it called? It's called, like... Couch Cushion?
I don't even remember, honestly.
Views.
Views. That's a pretty sick name for a podcast.
No, this is a sick name for a podcast. Daily Dose.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You're smiling a lot.
Jamal?
Hello, my dad just was talking to me. I just lost a bunch of street cred. Street cred.
You're under me now. My street cred's gone up. I say end the podcast there. We're at about 35 minutes. Hopefully you guys enjoyed listening to the podcast. If you want more, just review it down below.
I am spinning a scissors right now on this bed. Oh my god, it just hit my...
You're in your bed?
Why wouldn't I be in my bed? I'm laying down in my bed.
Oh, I'm just sitting down at my desk.
No, I'm laying in my bed.
All right, I think, hopefully you guys enjoyed the podcast. If you want more podcasts, just review down below saying you want some more podcasts and have a good day.
If you want less, what? Also tell us
pulling an Owen right now. All right, bye.
Yes.